AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. House Republicans are trying to figure out who their next candidate for speaker should be a day after Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy's bombshell.
Though House Republicans hold their largest majority in 80 years, Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy's stunning decision came a day after the Freedom Caucus, with roughly three dozen members, endorsed Daniel Webster of Florida. It was a sign McCarthy might not be able to muster the votes needed to be elected speaker. George Washington University political science professor Sarah Binder says it shows the conservatives' clout.
The Freedom Caucus has taken the speakership hostage.
The timing of a House GOP election is now unclear as Republicans try to calculate who could get the votes needed to become speaker. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
There's a settlement with the family of an unarmed black man who was killed by a white police officer.
North Charleston, South Carolina will pay the family of Walter Scott $6.5 million in a settlement unanimously approved by the city council. The 50-year-old Scott was fatally shot by police officer Michael Slager on April 4th as Scott tried to run from a traffic stop. Slager was indicted on a murder charge in June.
AP correspondent Mike Gracia. American Muslim leaders say Russia's intervention in Syria threatens to prolong the country's civil war, partly because the effort is endorsed by the Russian Orthodox Church.
Russia is playing into the hands of ISIS because ISIS could not get a better way to recruit more people.
Nihad Awad is executive director of the Council on American Islamic Relations. He says that if Russia looks like it's fighting for Syrian Christians, it'll only fan religious extremism. A U.S. airman who helped stop a terror attack on a French train over the summer remains in the hospital after being stabbed multiple times, but his doctor says he is expected to make a full recovery. This is AP Radio News. Louisiana chef Paul Prudhomme has died.
Prudhomme popularized spicy Cajun food. He had no formal training, but he introduced dishes like gumbo, etouffee, and jambalaya to a wider audience. There were other innovations.
It's called turducken. It's an abbreviation of turkey, duck, and chicken.
In a 2003 interview, Prudhomme talked about turducken.
You wrap the duck, including the skin, everything around the chicken, with the dressing in the duck, and then the dressings in the turkey, and you put the duck and the chicken in it, and you wrap it up.
Prudhomme's most famous dishes use the technique he called blackening, fish or meat covered with spices. Paul Prudhomme was 75. I'm Ed Donahue.
A Dateline NBC special set to air tonight gathers 29 of Bill Cosby's accusers together to talk about their cases. The NBC broadcast is timed to coincide with Cosby's scheduled deposition today in the case of a woman who says he molested her when she was 15. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.